Good evening and welcome. I call to order the Lake Havasu City Council regular meeting and also our final budget adoption on Tuesday, June 24th, 2025 at 5:30 p.m. We'll start with a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Melanie Preston with the Lake Havasu Ballet. Thank you, and now we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, Mayor and Council members. Thank you for the opportunity to speak for Ballet Havasu today. My name is Melanie Preston. I'm the director of Ballet Havasu, and I brought with me Heather Crawford, our current president, and Amelia, one of our dancers. Ballet Havasu is more than just a dance studio. We are a nonprofit committed to enriching the lives of young people and our community through the art of classical ballet and dance education. Our mission is to have a safe, inclusive, and inspiring environment where our students can grow, not only as dancers, but as confident, compassionate individuals. We serve children as young as 18 months, all the way up to adults, with classes that range from classical ballet to point, character dance, and workshops. We are incredibly proud to be a part of Lake Havasu City, and we believe the arts are a vital piece of our city's identity and future. We are always looking for ways to partner with local businesses and sponsors and supporters to help make the performing arts accessible to all. Thank you for your continued support of our local arts and education. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here today. All right, item four is the roll call. Ms. Williams, if you please call the roll.
Council members Nancy Campbell.
Here.
Jenny Koch.
Here.
Jim Dolan.
Here.
David Diaz.
Here.
Cameron Moses.
Here.
Vice Mayor Michelle Lynn.
Here.
Mayor Cal Sheehy.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item five is our consent agenda. Would any of the council members like to remove any of the items for separate discussion?
Mayor.
Councilmember Koch.
Motion.
Please.
Move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Koch, a second from Councilmember Moses. We are ready to vote.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you. Item six is our correspondence, communications, petitions, announcements, and the city manager report. Item 6.1 is the fiscal year 2024-25 third quarter contracted agency report for Haven Family Resource Center. Chief Sterling included this in our packet, and it's also available online for citizens to review. Item 6.2 is to announce vacancies on Lake Havasu City boards, committees, and commissions. Ms. Williams?
Mayor and City Council, there are several current and upcoming vacancies on Lake Havasu City boards, committees, and commissions. The following is a listing of those vacancies. Board of Adjustment, 2 regular members, 1 alternate member. Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, 5 regular members. Planning and Zoning Commission, 3 regular members, 1 alternate member. And the Public Safety Personnel Retirement System, 1 regular member. Anyone interested can pick up a packet at City Hall, and they are also available on the city's website at www.lhcaz.gov. Applications for these current and upcoming vacancies did end on May 30th of 2025. However, we will continue to take applications and keep them on file for any future vacancies that arise. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Williams. Next item is our city manager's report. Good evening, Mr. Knudsen.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. I'll start this evening's city manager report with some bittersweet news. As we congratulate Michael Ingram on his retirement after nearly 27 years of dedicated service to our Public Works Department and to Lake Havasu City. From streets to water, Michael's contributions have left a lasting impact on our organization and, of course, all throughout our community. Wishing you all the best, Mr. Ingram, on your retirement. Congratulations. Well deserved. Thank you. And I have a special video to share with everyone featuring Councilmember Nancy Campbell, who also serves as the chair of the Rural Transportation Advocacy Council, or RTAC. This presentation highlights a very important transportation initiative and ongoing efforts to improve funding, connectivity, and infrastructure in our community.
Arizona cities and county road funding can no longer at the state level, revenue streams particularly.
Like the volume is working on my end. Asking Steve in the back to see if we can do something a little bit different. Otherwise,
Arizona cities and county.
So let's try something a little bit different.
Road funding can no longer be accepted at the state level. Revenue streams, particularly.
All right, 1 second, we'll get this fixed for everybody.
And I want to say this guy right here does a phenomenal job with our videos. I think we should give him a round of applause. He's really helped out. Really does a good job.
Arizona cities and county road funding can no longer remain stagnant. At the state level, revenue streams, particularly fuel taxes that channel into the Highway User Revenue Fund, HURF, have not been updated in over 30 years despite inflation, better vehicle fuel efficiency, and the emergence of alternative fuel vehicles. HURF revenues support both the state highway system and local roads. Local governments are prohibited from enacting their own fuel and vehicle license tax and instead receive a portion of the transportation dedicated revenues collected by the state. Locals are heavily reliant on the state to deliver adequate funding for both state highways and local roads, and the gap between available revenues and infrastructure needs has been continually expanding at an alarming rate for decades. At the federal level, revenues from transportation programs have historically focused on the development of the interstate and state highway system, providing relatively minimum support to local roads. Through the Rural Transportation Advocacy Council, RTAC, the greater Arizona counties and municipalities are collaborating to address the drastic underinvestment levels of both our local roads and transit networks, as well as the highway interstates. As Congress starts to develop the next authorized federal transportation legislation, at a minimum, retaining existing revenue levels and providing state and local flexibility for their use is a priority. A major element of this federal agenda is to direct more resources and planning authority to regions and local governments. The last federal transportation bill provided a tremendous amount of new opportunities. However, these new opportunities still equate to a very substantially small portion of the overall funding when considered that in Arizona, 95% of the roadway miles are on the local roadway network. Modernizing the formula-based state allocation so that factors such as population are using the most current data is essential to both state highways and local roads in high-growth states such as Arizona. Providing minimal levels of federal planning funding to regional transportation planning organizations such as Arizona's COGS and MPOs will boost the ability of these organizations to help their jurisdictions better assess their transportation needs and identify the best solutions. Providing locals and regions with more of the decision-making authority over capital funding provided by programs such as the Surface Transportation Block Grant Programs, STBG, will provide regions and local governments the means to deliver on those solutions. As previously mentioned, the last federal transportation bill provided a tremendous amount of new funding and opportunities for local governments. However, the federal aid process remained very costly and difficult, particularly for smaller communities with relatively small staff and limited resources. Those new opportunities were greatly needed and welcome, but reforms should be pursued, such as eliminating or lowering local match requirements, lowering some minimal award levels, easier application processes, greater ability to self-administer a project, and regulatory streamlining. Maintaining and potentially expanding rule set-asides would also greatly assist smaller communities so that they are not always competing with the jurisdiction with far more resources to compete for grant funding. Dedicating more federal funding to rural safety and rural transits are also priorities. 43% of all traffic fatalities occur on rural roadways, yet rural areas do not receive nearly the proportion of safety-oriented program funding. Arizona's cities and towns are overwhelmed by deteriorating road conditions and streets, not designed for current traffic demands. They must be provided with the resources to deliver the infrastructure required for development improvements and economic growth. They must be able to address the surge of commercial deliveries on residential roads. They must be able to provide a quality infrastructure that protects the public safety and environment, minimizes the cost of living for those constituents, and promotes a greater quality of life. For these reasons, we are asking for a resolution in support of the RTAC federal agenda and encouraging legislators to align with the emphasis on greater resources and greater local control. It's time to pave the way for a brighter future in Arizona and throughout the country.
Thank you to Councilmember Campbell for advocating change at the federal level to bring dollars back to cities and towns, including Lake Havasu City. I understand those conversations will take place at the upcoming annual conference at RTAC, as well as the League of Cities and Towns conference coming up. So thank you for everything you're doing on that regard. And you already mentioned it, Councilmember Campbell, but special thanks to C. Blake. Not only can he fix audio, but he can put together a great video. He does all the videos for the city, so thank you for everything you do there, Mr. Blake.
Arizona cities and county road funding can no longer make...
All right, we'll get it going. Okay. On June 12th, Lake Havasu City proudly recognized Women Veterans Recognition Day, honoring and thanking women veterans for their service and sacrifice. Vice Mayor Michelle Lynn and Councilmember Nancy Campbell presented a proclamation on behalf of the mayor's office to a full room of women veterans, officially proclaiming the day in their honor. To celebrate, the London Bridge was lit red, white, and blue that evening as well. On June 15th, Lake Havasu City joined communities around the world in recognizing World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, with London Bridge lit purple to raise awareness, remind us to protect the dignity, safety, and well-being of our older adults. Mayor Sheehy issued a proclamation acknowledging the vital role older Americans play in our lives and the importance of preventing elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation. We also recognize the outstanding efforts of Dementia Connection Program through the Havasu Community Health Foundation for the meaningful advocacy and support. A big thank you to the Anderson Auto Group for sponsoring Free Swim on June 22nd. I think they filled every slot that was available, so a big showing. And a special thanks to Lynn's Little China for sponsoring the next Free Swim Day, which will take place on Sunday, June 29th, which is this Sunday, from 12 to 4. Bring the kiddos down. It is Free Swim Day, sponsored by Lynn's Little China. We appreciate these local businesses providing free, family-friendly opportunities for our community to stay cool and active this summer. The spots are limited to 400 swimmers, so get there early and don't miss out. And we're excited to celebrate Parks and Recreation Month with an Island Vibe-themed event that will take place on Sunday, July 20th from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And, of course, it will take place at the Lake Havasu City Aquatic Center. This free event will feature open swim, dancing, games, crafts, music, and much, much more. So come dress in your best island attire and get ready for a day of tropical fun. Don't miss this chance to relax, have fun, enjoy a festive day with family and friends. And with July marking Parks and Recreation Month, our dedicated Parks and Rec team has planned an exciting lineup of events and activities for everyone to enjoy, including adaptive art classes, popsicles in the park, teen nights, painting classes, splash bash, and so much more. There's truly something for everyone to get involved with and have fun in July. think there's 25 events or activities that are scheduled just for the month of July to celebrate Parks and Recreation Month. And just one more week as the countdown has begun for this year's Anderson Auto Power Sports Group Fire on the Water 4th of July Fireworks Festival. That is a mouthful. It's probably presented by Lake Havasu City and Go Lake Havasu. Come join us on the 4th of July from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Rotary Fields. So it'll be more of a festival and activities throughout the day this year, which is different than previous years. And the fireworks display will begin at 9 p.m. So we look forward to seeing everybody there for a fun-filled day celebrating the birth of our great, great country. And as a reminder, city offices will be closed on Friday, July 4th, including the Aquatic Center. Police and fire services obviously will not be affected, actually probably much busier. And all offices will resume normal schedules on Monday, July 7th. And also a quick reminder that there will be no coffee with the mayor and city manager for the month of July or August. So we'll see you following the summer months. And with that, Mr. Mayor, that concludes my report for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Knutson. We'll move on to item 7, which is our public hearings. During each of our 13 public hearings, we do ask if you're here on one of those items, there will be an opportunity for citizens to engage on those items. We ask that you do that when I open the public hearing, so you can be part of the conversation. We can have a two-way conversation. After the public hearings, there will be a call to the public, which is an opportunity for citizens to address the council on items within the jurisdiction of Lake Havasu City, but we can't have a two-way conversation at that point. We can just listen intently. So I'll go over those guidelines when we get to that portion of the meeting. But we'll start with item 7.1, which is a Series 6 bar liquor license for Locos Bar and Cocina at 150 Swanson Avenue. Ms. Williams?
Mayor and City Council, Lisa Marquez has applied for a Series 6 bar liquor license for Locos Bar and Cocina located at 150 Swanson Avenue. All posting requirements have been met, all fees have been paid, and no objections were received. The location is properly zoned for a Series 6 liquor license. Happy to answer any questions, and the applicant is also in attendance tonight to answer any questions from the City Council.
Thank you, Ms. Williams. Are there any questions from members of the Council for Ms. Williams or the applicant? All right, this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to address the City Council on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back to the Council for discussion or possible motion. Yeah, Councilmember Diaz.
I move to recommend the Arizona Department of Liquor Licenses and Control approve a series number 6 bar liquor license for Locos Bar and Casino, 150 Swanson Avenue.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Diaz, a second from Councilmember Moses. Is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, we're ready to vote.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you. Item 7.2 is a Series 12 restaurant liquor license for Buffalo Wild Wings at 5601 Highway 95, Building I. Ms. Williams.
Mayor and City Council, Andrea Lukowitz has applied for a Series 12 restaurant liquor license for Buffalo Wild Wings located at 5601 Highway 95, Building 1. All posting requirements have been met, all fees have been paid, and no objections were received. The location is properly zoned for a Series 12 liquor license. Happy to answer any questions on this application, and the applicant is also on attendance remotely to answer any questions from the City Council.
Thank you, Ms. Williams. Are there any questions from members of the Council for Ms. Williams or the applicant? All right, this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to address the City Council on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back to Council for discussion or possible motion.
Mayor?
Yeah, Councilmember Dolan?
Motion?
Yes.
I move to recommend that the Arizona Department of Liquor License Control approve a Series 12 restaurant liquor license for Buffalo Wild Wings, 5601 Highway 95, Building 1.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Dolan, a second from Councilmember Moses. Is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, we're ready to vote.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you. Item 7.3 is resolution number 25-3850, appointing members to the Lake Havasu City Board of Adjustment. Ms. Williams.
Mayor and City Council, the city received 3 applications requesting consideration for appointment as a regular or alternate member to the Board of Adjustment. Appointments are necessary to fill vacancies due to both current and upcoming vacancies of 2 regular members and 1 alternate member position. The application review panel conducted interviews for the Board of Adjustment on June 3rd and recommends that Karen Bowler be appointed as a regular member with a term ending June 30th, 2028, and Larry Heller be appointed as a regular member with a term ending June 30th, 2027, and Derek Ross be appointed as an alternate member with a term ending June 30th, 2026. Happy to answer any questions. The applications were provided to you in your packet, and the applicants were also invited to attend tonight's meeting to answer any questions from the City Council.
Thank you, Ms. Williams. Are there any questions from members of the Council for Ms. Williams or any of the applicants? All right, this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to address the City Council on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back to Council for discussion or possible motion. Councilmember Koch?
Motion.
Please.
I move to adopt resolution number 25-3850, appointing Karen Bowler as a regular member with a term ending June 30th, 2028, and Larry Heller as a regular member with a term ending June 30th, 2027, and Derek Ross as an alternate member to the Board of Adjustment with a term ending June 30th, 2026.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Koch, and we have a second from Councilmember Moses. Is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, we're ready to vote.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you. And thank you to the appointees. We look forward to your service to Lake Havasu City. Item 7.4 is resolution number 25-3851, appointing members to the Lake Havasu City Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. Ms. Williams?
Mayor and City Council, the City received 6 applications requesting consideration for appointment as regular members to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. These appointments are necessary to fill the current and upcoming vacancies of 5 regular member positions. The application review panel conducted interviews for the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board on June 6, 2025, and recommends that Paige Algood, Dale McCormick, and William Byers be appointed as regular members with terms ending June 30th, 2028, and Philomena Roberts be appointed as a regular member with a term ending June 30th, 2027, and Jimmy Brooks be appointed as a regular member with a term ending June 30th, 2026. Happy to answer any questions. The applications were also provided to you in your packet, and the applicants were invited to attend tonight's meeting.
Thank you, Ms. Williams. Are there any questions from members of the Council for Ms. Williams or any of the applicants? All right, this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to address the City Council on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back to Council for discussion or possible motion.
Mayor, I motion.
Yeah, Councilmember Campbell?
I move to adopt resolution number 25-3581, appointing Paige Allgood, Dale McCormick, and William Byers to be appointed as a regular member with terms ending June 30th, 2028, and Philomena Roberts to be appointed as a regular member with a term ending June 30th, 2027, and Jamie Brooks to be appointed as a regular member with a term ending June 30th, 2026.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Campbell. We have a second from Councilmember Dolan. Is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, we're ready to vote.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you. Congratulations to the appointees, and we also look forward to your service to Lake Havasu City. Item 7.5 is resolution number 25-3852, appointing members to the Lake Havasu City Planning and Zoning Commission. Ms. Williams.
Mayor and City Council, the City received 10 applications requesting consideration for appointment as a regular or alternate member to the Planning and Zoning Commission. These appointments are necessary to fill the upcoming vacancies of 3 regular members and 1 alternate member. The application review panel conducted interviews for the Planning and Zoning Commission on June 3rd and June 9th, and recommends that Joan DeZuro, Paul Lair, and Tiffany Wilson be reappointed as regular members with terms ending June 30th, 2028, and that Phil Annette be reappointed as an alternate member with a term ending June 30th, 2027. All applications were provided to you in your packet. The applicants were also invited to attend tonight's meeting to answer any questions from the City Council.
Thank you, Ms. Williams. Are there any questions from members of the Council for Ms. Williams or the applicants? All right. This is a public hearing. Would anyone like to address the City Council on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back to Council for discussion or possible motion.
Mayor, motion.
Yeah, Councilmember Diaz.
I move to adopt resolution number 25-3852, appointing Joan DeZuro, Paul Lair, and Tiffany Wilson as regular members with terms ending June 30th, 2028, and Phil Annette as an alternate member to the Planning and Zoning Commission with a term ending in June 30th of 2027.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Diaz, a second from Councilmember Campbell. Is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, we're ready to vote.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you. And congratulations to the appointees, and thank you for your service to Lake Havasu City. Item 7.6 is resolution number 25-3853, appointing a member to the Public Safety Personnel Retirement System, Local Police and Fire Boards. Ms. Williams.
Mayor and City Council, the city received two applications requesting consideration for appointment to the Public Safety Personnel Retirement System, Local Police and Fire Boards. An appointment is necessary to fill the upcoming vacancy of one regular member position. The application review panel conducted interviews for the PSPRS Local Police and Fire Boards on June 11th and recommends that Philip Shannon be appointed as a regular member with a term ending June 30th, 2029. Happy to answer any questions. Both applications were also provided to you in your packet. The applicants are also here.
Thank you, Ms. Williams. Are there any questions from members of the council for Ms. Williams or the applicants? This is a public hearing. Would anyone like to address the City Council on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back to Council for discussion or possible motion.
Mayor.
Councilmember Dolan.
Motion.
Please.
I move to adopt resolution 25-3853, appointing Philip Shannon to the Public Safety Personnel Retirement System, Local Police and Fire Boards with a term to expire June 30th, 2029.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Dolan, a second from Councilmember Moses. Is there any additional discussion? We're ready to vote.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you, and congratulations, and thank you for your service to Lake Havasu City. Before we move on to item 7.7, I would just like to thank all of the applicants. We have so many applicants that want to give up their time and service to Lake Havasu City, and we really appreciate it. It's really what makes Lake Havasu City so special, is that we have so many engaged citizens wanting to be a part of the things that we're doing. I also would like to thank Ms. Williams and her team for putting together and coordinating all of the schedules that it takes to get all of the applicants in the same spot, the mayor's office, the council liaison, and the staff liaisons for these interviews. So thank you so much for doing that and making it a meaningful process for those that want to serve our community. Thank you so much.
How many applications do we have? I think we, do you have any idea, like, for Kelly?
How many total did we receive? Was 15. I'd have to double check those numbers.
I think 21.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, 21 is my real quick count off four last items. So
I just want to get the willingness of the people to serve out in the open. It's pretty amazing. Thank you, guys.
And the reason we have so many applicants is we're getting ready to celebrate our new year on July 1st. So July 1st is the appointment dates because our new fiscal year will start that day. So again, thank you so much. All right, we'll move on to our next item, 7.7, which is ordinance number 25-1363, amending Lake Havasu City Code Section 9.30.070, construction of building and projects to revise start hour for concrete pouring and summertime dates in accordance with the new state law. Ms. Gary.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This item was introduced at the last City Council meeting. No changes were requested. This is to come into conformance with the new state law, and so we're proposing to slightly revise the city code to extend our summertime hours just slightly and some of the times. City has already revised its practice, so in practice we are in conformance with the state law, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Ms. Gary. Are there any questions from members of the council for Ms. Gary on this item?
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, Councilmember Dolan.
I would just like to take this moment again to, I know we were already in compliance with this, but my disappointment with the state of Arizona legislature for once again taking power away from the city level and taking it to the state level where they get to decide what we do and how we do it. So this should be a decision that we make here, and if you guys have a problem with it, you can come talk to us and we make a decision here locally instead of being done at the state level. So once again, we have another agenda item up in front of us where we lose total control at the city level, which is really interesting considering the legislature is Republican and they say they're for local control. So I really wish they'd remember their roots and get back to the local control where we can get no say in this room. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Would anyone else like to make a comment or have any questions? All right, this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to address the City Council on this item? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing, bring it back to Council for discussion or possible motion.
Mayor, motion.
Yeah, Councilmember Moses.
Move to adopt ordinance number 25-1363, amending City Code Section 9.30.070.
We have a motion from Councilmember Moses, a second from Councilmember Koch. Is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, we're ready to vote.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you. Item 7.8 is our truth and taxation hearing and public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2025-26 property tax levy. Good evening, Ms. Olson.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This item is required by state law to hold this truth and taxation hearing any time that we anticipate collecting more property taxes than we did in the prior year. And we are holding the levy the same, but the amount of revenue that will be collected will come in a little bit higher due to the assessed valuation set by the county going up. So just for informational purposes, property taxes in general are put into the general fund and collected by the city to help fund services like police, fire, and parks and rec and general administration. And again, only 6.7 cents of every dollar paid by Lake Havasu City property owners is actually received by the city. The remainder of those taxes go to public schools, the county, community college, and various special taxing districts. So the levy rate, as shown in this table, will remain the same. The assessed value is increasing between FY25 and FY26. Therefore, we're levying more revenue. We'll be collecting more revenue than a prior year. The additional revenue is about $430,000. $116,000 of that is due to new construction. And then for anyone who wants to anticipate what that might do on their due to their property tax bill, for every $100,000 in assessed value of your home, your bill would be then increased by $2.98. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Olson. Are there any questions from members of the council for Ms. Olson on this item? We're getting close to the finish line after working on this for so long. So thank you, Ms. Olson, for bringing this forward. Would anyone in the public like to talk to speak to the council on this item?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I've read a few comments that I didn't understand on the Truth in Taxation post, and one of those comments was the fact that just because you're not raising our base tax rate, that you're still getting more because our property values are increasing. So our taxes are still going up even though the rate isn't going up, and I didn't understand how that could be explained. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, that's actually the exact reason why we're having this hearing. So we have kept the tax rate the same. This will actually be the eighth year that the rate remains the same. But as Ms. Olson had mentioned, the assessed value has increased on properties throughout our community, and then the new construction. So those are properties that are unimproved, so lots versus an improved property. So we will be collecting about $430,000 additional dollars this next year, and that's why we're having this public hearing to make sure that the taxpayers of our community and our citizens of our community know that that's occurring. So that's the reason that this hearing's occurring. Would anyone else like to address the council on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back to council for any questions or possible motion.
Mayor?
Councilmember Dolan?
Motion.
Please.
I move to approve the levy of the proposed fiscal year 25-26 property tax and assess the levy at the July 8th, 2025 City Council meeting.
We have a motion from Councilmember Dolan and a second from Councilmember Diaz. Is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, we're ready to vote.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you. All right, our next item 7.9 is we're going to adjourn to a special meeting. So welcome to our special meeting. We're glad that you're all here. We will now hear item 7.10, which is resolution number 25-3847, adopting the fiscal year 2025-26 final budget. Ms. Olson.
Thank you again, Mayor. Yes, as you mentioned, we are getting close to that finish line. The budget process has been probably a 10-plus month timeline that's governed by internal policy and a lot of deadlines that are set by the state and the county. We've gone through this list, and now we're down to the second to the last item on the list on June 24th. So we're here to adopt the final budget that is identical to the tentative budget that you adopted on June 10th, and then also conduct the property tax hearing, which you just did. So for final budget adoption, we did do the publication as required by law of the tentative budget. As we talked about before, you can change or reduce the amount of the final budget, but we can't increase it above what the tentative budget was adopted at. There have been no changes since that tentative budget adoption. So the total budget is now $278,826,640. Again, on the property tax subject, we will bring to you on July 8th the resolution to adopt the property tax rate that will occur at that July meeting. That will include the city's property tax rate as well as the improvement district number 2's property tax rate, which is the London Bridge district. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Olson. Are there questions or comments from members of the council for Ms. Olson? And just to clarify, it's the London Bridge Shopping Center District.
Yes.
That's where that is. So.
Good clarification.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Knutson, to you and your team, Ms. Olson, you and your team for putting together this budget that is something I think that we all can be very proud of. It keeps our tax rate flat, although with our truth in taxation hearing, we will be taking in $430,000 additional dollars, but it allows us to do some great infrastructure investments, continue on with our water, wastewater programs. We're not doing any debt financing. This will be all paid for in cash, investing in our team members and their future with Lake Havasu City, Fire Station 7, Parks Master Plan, all sorts of great things that are in this budget. And I thank you all for all the work that you've done to be able to bring this forward. Are there any comments or questions from members of the council before we open the public hearing? All right, this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to address the city council on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back to council for any discussion or possible motion.
Mayor?
Yeah, Councilmember Koch?
Motion.
Please.
I move to adopt resolution number 25-3847, adopting the fiscal year 2025-26 budget in the amount of $278,826,640.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Koch, a second from Councilmember Dolan. Is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, we're ready to vote.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you. All right, moving on to 7.11 is we're reconvening back to our regular meeting. So welcome back to our regular meeting that you were originally attending. We now will go on to item 7.12, which is the statement of work for Oracle Cloud Comprehensive Managed Services Support with Camtor Technologies for fiscal year 25-26. Ms. Olson?
Thank you again. Yes, this is the contract or the statement of work with Camtra, and you've done several of those in recent history. They are the company that assists us with the technical areas and the expertise that we need to run our enterprise resource planning system, our ERP system that we refer to as the Oracle system. In the past 2 years, the contract has been a little over $242,000 with some additional staff becoming even more technically inclined related to Oracle, as well as some implementation of the modules that are outstanding. We've been able to accomplish quite a bit. The contract or the statement of work that we're proposing for tonight is $150,000, so quite a savings over the prior year. And this is for 1 year only, starting July 1st of 2025. And I'll answer any questions.
Ms. Olson, are there questions from members of the council? Yeah, Councilmember Diaz.
Ms. Olson, can you just clarify what we're paying $150,000 for, so the citizens can know what we're spending this money on?
Of course.
Please.
To run our Oracle system, that's where we run all of our financial software, our human resources software. So we're doing all kinds of personnel and recruitment, and we do all of the financial aspects, accounts payable, accounts receivable, budget, payroll, as well as all the financial reporting. That whole system is quite complex and very complicated. And there are areas where we need additional assistance above and beyond what our staff is qualified to do. So we contract with companies such as Camtra Technologies to assist with that technical work that needs to be done so that we can implement new modules. We still have some that are outstanding. And when we have issues that come up during upgrades or just issues when something doesn't run correctly, they are our resource for being able to troubleshoot and get that corrected.
Yeah. Are there any other questions from members of the council? All right, this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to address the city council on this item? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing, bring it back to council for discussion or possible motion. All right, Councilmember Diaz.
I move to approve and authorize the city manager to execute the statement of work with Camtra Technologies, LLC, in the amount of $150,000 for fiscal year 25-26.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Diaz, a second from Councilmember Dolan. Is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, we're ready to vote.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you. And then our final public hearing of the evening is item 7.13, the Microsoft Enterprise Enrollment Agreement for Volume Software Licensing. Mr. Basquette.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Every 3 years I bring this item to you. It's for our Microsoft Enterprise Agreement. This agreement provides licensing for software that the city uses. Essentially, it was created to simplify the way that we can purchase and install licenses on our computers. Aside from the normal desktop applications that, you know, everyone's familiar with from Microsoft, we also utilize their products for all of our cloud storage, collaborative tools, all of our conferencing systems, our email infrastructure, server software, and we also utilize security tools for user authentication. And now that we're in the cloud, we have to have cloud security built in as well. So we have a pretty large infrastructure of Microsoft that we rely on daily. When you look at the licensing model over the last 11 years, we stayed in the same licensing model and haven't changed that licensing model since we purchased it 11 years ago. The way it works is we're in a government model. That kind of sets the pricing across the board for government entities. And then you have a kind of a tiering level, just like you would know from when you purchase software. Ours is considered tier three, which would be, you know, you have your pro, your enterprise, all those different licensing models. So currently we're considered a G3 client. As you can imagine, as Microsoft releases updates, new security features, they put those in the higher level tiering. So the city's starting to miss out on a lot of those security features and enhancements that are coming out with the new Microsoft products. In addition to that, we've spent tremendous time over the last year, several years, but especially the last year, fighting cyber threats. They're getting more sophisticated. We're spending a tremendous amount of time. You know, we essentially have a full-time employee just tracking and looking at vulnerabilities and where things are happening. So because of that, we're requesting to move to G5, which is the next level up. The G5 model, it basically adds everything we're looking for. It's going to provide the city advanced security tools. All of our messages will become encrypted. It does a lot of the predictive security that's coming out nowadays, as well as the analytics behind it. We have data loss prevention software built into it. And so it really is the most advanced, not only its compliancy wrapped around it, but it's also the most advanced security platform that they offer. You know, there's a significant cost increase to move into G5, but not only myself, the rest of the city staff, I feel that, and everyone agrees that it's an investment in a direction that we should take. With that, I will take any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Baskett. Are there questions from members of the council? Yeah, Mr. Councilmember Diaz.
Thank you for the presentation. So the would you say the biggest price add-on is for the security for this G3 to G5?
Yeah, the biggest increase when you move to G5 is the security and analytics behind it. So what it does is it becomes more predictive. It fills gaps, it fills holes, because we have to remember that not only are we working on our network, we're working in the cloud. So when things happen in the cloud and possible infiltration from the cloud starts occurring, the new analytics within G5 is smart enough to know that, for instance, wait a minute, you were just logged in Lake Havasu City. Why are you now logged in Florida? Into the cloud network. So now it's smart enough to know when you start adding these new things that, wait, and it automatically locks that person out, notifies my team, and we can work on it. And that's just one example of all the different things involved, but it's mainly the security built into it.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Yeah, the difference in the cost for one cyber event or threat would eat through what we're going to be spending here. It's I mean, it's really important that we protect the network and protect the work products that we do and also our citizens that we serve. So I think it's a really great product to bring forward. And you know, the attacks and the threats are by the minute. It's really unfortunate that that's where
Unfortunately, there's something called AI now. And now they're creating threats with AI tools as well. So our staff has no idea if it's a credible email anymore or not. You know, a few years ago, it was obvious when it was a fake email. But nowadays, with everything public, all of our notices are public, these AI tools can scan the internet and say that we had an RFP for a construction project. They know who the construction manager is. They know how much the award was for. So these AI tools are creating emails going to the finance staff stating everything that they know about it, and they need to change their banking information. And so it's really getting tough to notify.
Sophisticated these days. Thank you for bringing this item forward. Mm-hmm. All right, this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to address the City Council on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back to Council for discussion or possible motion.
Mayor, motion.
Yeah, Councilmember Moses?
Yeah, I move to approve the Microsoft Enterprise Enrollment Agreement in the amount of $516,997.99 plus applicable taxes per year. Authorize the use of a contingency funds in the approximate amount of $197,016.16 plus applicable taxes for fiscal year 25-26. And authorize the city manager to execute the agreement and related documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Moses, a second from Councilmember Dolan. Is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, we're ready to vote.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you. Item 8 is our call to the public. This is where citizens have the opportunity to address the City Council on items within the jurisdiction of Lake Havasu City. You do have 3 minutes. There will be there will be countdown indicators on the screens throughout the room. We do ask that if you have anything that you'd like to address the council with, that you address the council directly. Again, we can't respond, so we can't have a two-way conversation, but we can listen intently go from there. So you don't have to sign up, and no one did sign up, but if you'd like to address the city council during call to the public, feel free to make your way to the podium and state your name for the record.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Bonnie, Toy. I just have a couple concerns that I've noticed. That our summer's getting hotter, and I notice that we don't have as many cooling stations as we did last year. That I also noticed that on the city's Facebook page, nothing has been posted. Like last week, our city went through a really supposedly extremely hot spell, and I'm pretty certain in July, August, we'll be going through some hot spells again with extreme weather, and just did not know if there were new cooling stations in the city and where they would be at, or how anyone who needed that information, where they would get it, because when I looked at the website, I couldn't find that either. And then the steering committee for the general plan, I have a deep concern for disability issues and handicap accessibility all throughout our city, and did not know if on the steering committee whether or not there was anybody who was going to be addressing that specifically, or if you had anybody who needed any kind of help or volunteerism for that, because I wouldn't mind sharing a few opinions on the disability issues, which, by the way, from what I understand, in Mojave County, there's 1 in 4 people that deal with disability and handicap accessibility issues. 1, 2, 3. So I just wanted to say those things. And I hope you have a good night, and thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to address the city council during call to the public? Seeing none, we'll close the call to the public. Item 9, our current events. Are there any council committee reports?
Mayor?
Councilmember Campbell?
I just wanted to update. Last week, it was just last week that the chamber, I'm the chamber liaison, sent out a flyer to everyone, and I don't think it's been out in the community as much as I would like to see it, but they're on June 26th, which is this Thursday, at Mojave Community College's 600 building. They will have a Moonshot Rural Arizona Pitch Competition. And it is basically a Shark Tank kind of procedure, which is kind of bringing young entrepreneurs, our entrepreneurs, our people with business ideas to the table. And if you're out and about, you want to drop on in there. I think it's going to start, the judging actually is at 2:30, but it should start probably around noon or 1. But you can go down there and see what local communities have are pitching for, and if they win this one, there's cash and prizes. Then in October, they'll go to Prescott, where there is up to $15,000 that they'll give away, along with a lot of assistance with your apprenticeship or your business concept or your product design. So if you get a chance, it's pretty cool. Thanks much.
Thank you, Councilmember Campbell. Are there any other? Yeah, Councilmember Moses.
Yeah, I always like to give you guys updates, but Jess always steals most of my thunder for the Parks and Rec Advisory Board. He likes to brag about our department. But I just want to take special note too. That calendar was up earlier. 25 different items throughout the whole month. Here's the entire list of all stack of all the flyers for every single event that's taken place. Got a couple new people added to the team, but the whole department, the whole team's been doing a great job with all this programming. Tons of stuff for our kids to do, and my kids are stuck at home right now, and so we're looking. You know, we need to get them out of the house. So this is all great stuff, and I appreciate the whole department, whole team. And then we had a great update last night for the 4th of July. So we're looking forward to for the new company coming in and doing some new stuff for our 4th of July show. So excited for exciting things happening in our department.
Thank you, Councilmember Moses. Yeah, Councilmember Diaz.
I'm the council liaison for Gold Lake Havasu, and they've got their new board for 2026 in place. They adopted their new budget at the last meeting. And they're also deeply involved with it. There's going to be fire on the water, I believe it's called, for the 4th of July. And they're in a good spot right now with their board and their new CEO. They're doing a lot of good things with the city, and they're moving in the right direction. So just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, thank you. Vice Mayor Lynn.
Mr. Mayor, as the PD liaison, we also approved our budget for the year, and they have a lot of fun new things that are coming forward for First Friday on our new commons area. So you'll all look forward to that.
Thank you. And then on the waterfront with Mojave County Water Authority, the upper basin states and the lower basin states are starting to talk again, which is good. This is in the work of working on the post-2026 operating guidelines for the Colorado River system. It is how the asset or the natural resources managed to ensure that we all have water and water deliveries. So not a lot to report other than they are talking, which is really big news. So that it's been a very difficult conversation and good progress is happening. So we'll continue to keep you updated as things start moving in that direction. All right, our future meetings, our next meeting is on Tuesday, July 8th, 2025 at 5:30 p.m. It's our regular meeting, and we also will do our property tax levy adoption, as Ms. Olson reviewed earlier today. And then on Tuesday, July 22nd at 4:30 p.m., we'll have an executive session followed by a regular meeting on Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025 at 5:30 p.m. for our regular meeting. Item 11, are there any future discussion items? Item 12, we are adjourned. Thank you for being here. Be kind. We'll see you next time.